The Israeli army has released one of two Palestinian boys who broke into a Jewish settlement in the Gaza Strip earlier this month. The boys, aged 16 and 13, were carrying knives when they were shot and wounded by a settler. Recent attacks by young people have rekindled a debate among Palestinians. Many blame the relentless pressure of the Israeli occupation, but some experts say growing up in a society that glorifies martyrs is another factor. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Just south and a little east of Gaza City, in a small dirt road Bedouin village, is the street where Mohammed and Ahmed Hanajera grew up. Kids, both the four- and two-legged variety, crowd the narrow streets where Mohammed and Ahmed played with their eight brothers and sisters. Their father, Hamis, says he saw nothing unusual on January 11th. The two boys had picked up a stray dog and were playing with him in the yard the last time he saw them. A few hours later, he heard that two boys had been shot after breaking into the nearby Netzarim settlement.
I was actually really surprised, astonished even, because I did not expect at all that they might do something like that. I was all over the night looking for them in the area, maybe at their grandmother's home. And then when I knew it, I was really shocked.
Hanajera isn't used to talking to the press. He has no phone, so he didn't know reporters would be coming to talk with him. When he's asked if he's proud of what his boys did, there's a long pause, as if he's pondering the question for the first time.
It has nothing to do with the proudness. It's just I'm grateful for God that they are safe and alive. This is the only thing I can think about, because very weird, a very rare happened that somebody going there and remain alive.
Just a short walk from Hanajera's house is a large field, several hundred yards across, that the Israeli army has cleared of buildings, trees, and crops to give security guards a clear view of anyone approaching the Netzarim settlement. Local residents can't believe the boys weren't killed. Israeli analysts have been alarmed by attacks and attempts carried out by young Palestinians. 10 days before the Netzarim infiltration, 3 15-year-olds were shot and killed trying to enter another Gaza settlement. Last February, a 15-year-old Palestinian girl from Tulkarm walked up to a checkpoint with a knife and was fatally shot. Palestinians are also concerned, and they're mustering their limited resources to address the issue.
The role of school counselor to intervene in the crisis.
In a classroom in Gaza City, school counselors learn how to deal with traumatized children. The teacher, child psychologist Fadl Abu Hayyan, has studied the issue since the first intifada in the late 1980s. He says back then you could find children in the 8 to 13 age group about evenly divided between wanting to grow up to be doctors or teachers and wanting to be fighters. By 2000, his survey showed more than 70% wanting to end their lives in a suicide attack, and it just keeps getting worse.
Now, if you ask the child, it's horrible to hear that around 80% they need to end their life by any way. It's a horrible figure.
Most children, of course, don't act on those feelings. But Dr. Hines says the pressures on these children are immense. They see friends and family killed at school and in their homes. Some feel betrayed by their parents who can't keep them safe. He says from a very early age, children see that in all of Palestinian society, the people who are most respected, honored with posters and graffiti on the walls and in the media, are the suicide bombers, whom the Palestinians call martyrs.
Our society began to write on the wall about those people and writing in the newspapers about those people. Now the martyrdom became as a target goal that he wanted to reach.
But Hein and other experts say there's a big difference between traumatized children convincing themselves to strike a blow for the Palestinian cause and young people recruited by adults in the armed factions. Hamas spokesman Abdelaziz Rantisi issued a warning on the internet recently calling for children to stay out of the battle.
I forbidden it totally, and I called our kids to stop that because they should first reach to the age of soldiers, and now I called them to stop that.
When you ask children here what they want to be, you still often hear doctor or teacher. But one conversation with 15-year-old Mahmoud is typical. When asked about suicide attacks, he replies indignantly, "It's not suicide bombing, it's martyrdom operations, and I support it." "Would you do it?" "Yes," he says. "Why?" There's a pause, and then he says, "Frustration." He looks away and says it again, "Frustration." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in the Gaza Strip.